Like across other areas, the Western Trust continues to experience significant demand for autism assessments. Latest figures, I'm afraid, show just over 3,000 people are awaiting assessment, and that includes 2,517 children. The Trust currently complete around 420 children and 50 to 60 adult assessments each year, so it's a huge mismatch between demand and capacity. And, of course, the result is growing waiting times, some people now waiting over 3.5 years for assessment. I fully recognise the impact delayed diagnosis can have on individuals, also on families, and I am committed to trying to reduce these waiting times.
For 3,000 people to be waiting on autism assessments is really, really stark, and such stress on lots of families. Can I ask the Minister to give an indication of how autism assessment waiting lists compare in the Western Trust to other trusts in the North, and to outline what he's doing to ensure that children and adults in West Rowan and the Western Trust are treated fairly?
The Western Trust undertook a waiting list initiative last year, and that delivered 20 additional assessments for individuals who were approaching 18 years of age. They're planning to use identified non-recurrent investment this year, and that should help deliver a further 13 assessments, and that's across both children and adults. Their autism services for children, young people and adults maintain highly efficient processes for organising clinics and appointments, and all assessments follow nice criteria, and vacant posts are filled as quickly as possible. So I hope that is some assurance to the member that her trust is doing what it can in this area.
Thank you, Minister. I call Alan Robinson for a supplementary.
Minister, what advice do you give today from this House to all those families who will be potentially waiting years for such an assessment in the Western Trust?
I would say to them that while the waiting lists are not what they should be, the services are of a very high quality. Some people say to me that health and social care is broken. I do not agree with that, but I do accept that some of the pathways and access into health and social care are very badly damaged. And I would just assure them that autism is on my radar. It's within my community, my family community, if I may put it that way, and so it's not as if I'm unaware or uncommitted to trying to do what we can to tackle these waiting lists, which are really quite shocking.
Thank you, Minister. I call Daniel McCrossan for a supplementary.
Minister, in the US there's trials going on with autism medication, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, Leucovorin, and it has proven to have a very positive impact on children, particularly non-verbal children with autism. Is there any expiration by your department in relation to that medication here?
I'm unaware of that medication. I'll certainly take that away and ask the Chief Pharmaceutical Officer and other senior colleagues, and we will get back to the member.